You're holding Daf Pei Gimel Omer Aleph on top. Again, the Gemara says what Bua Kosta Britinesi Achaloisa saying. This by Noisa, the reason why you do not get Malkus, if you leave over the meat till the korban the next day, is because the Pesach says there's a mitzvah to burn it. Leima to teach us, Shein Leikin Olov, Dibrav, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So this is the proof that Rabbi Yehuda is really Hasra Sofik Yishma Hasra. Because really every Noisa is called Hasra Sofik, because you do not know exactly the last second when the time is up. When we warn him and tell him, it's almost like Olas HaShach already, he did it, he could always say he thinks he has more time. So as Masha from Yehuda, really you would get Malkus. Which is the only reason why you don't get Malkus by Noisa is only because it's a lav in Italy, I say. So that's the proof that this town holds, according to Yehuda, Hasra Sofik Yishma Hasra. Rav Yaakov Eimano, Leimin Hashem, Uzer, this is not the reason why you don't get Malkus by Noisa, El Rade Mishum, the heavenly lav Shem by Maisa. The cloud by Noisa is the overlap, true, you left over the korban overnight, but it's ain't by Maisa. You're just leaving it out, not eating it, like a Shev Yatasa. And that's the cloud, the cholav, Shem by Maisa, and like an olive, anytime you overlap, that you do not do a Maisa, and the time you do not get Malkus for it. Nothing more says to Shema coming here. Again, we're back to the original Shiloh, that what's the pshat? According to Sumcha, that he get two Malkus in over here, is because all over he holds, Ocha Shnei Zeis Techele Belemechod, is also Chayim Shtei Chatois, or maybe not, one over here by this by the Eis of Yesbenoi, because it's Gufa Mechlokim. So Tosh Shema coming here. It says, Ochal Shnei Gidim, Mishtei Yerechos, if you eat from two Gidim, two different Gidim Noshtens from two different thighs, Mishtei behemoth from two different animals. So Locha says Sefik Shemainim, which is very good. You ate two different Gid HaNoshes, so therefore you get Malkus twice. We have Yudu Eimano, Eino Sefik Elamim. You only get one time Malkus. So the question is, what's the Machlekes over here? Elam, if you want to say we're talking about over here, Bezeach HaZeh, one after another. Like first he ate one Kizayis from one Gid. Then he ate a second Kizayis from the second Gid. Over Shtei Asrois, and they warned him two times. So the Gemara was so, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What should be the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? The Yom HaBoim, that you only get 40 one-time Malkus, the Sulay, not more. The Chur, they're two separate Lavin. You have two separate Hasrois. So you should get twice Malkus. Like Rashi speaks out of Adam, we're talking about here that both these Gid HaNoshes were from the right thigh. The current of Yehuda, only one of the two thighs have the Yisra Gid HaNosha. The more it comes out later, we'll see it's the right one. See, here, these two Yerechas means two right thighs from two different animals. So both of them is the Yisra Gid HaNosha. So if you ate them Zach and Zeh with two separate Hasruos, you warned separately, so what's the Svar of Adi Shechayiv twice? So Mora says, El, Epshit V'Vasach, it's talking about what you ate V'Vasach was one Hasruo. Or V'Chod Hasruo, you only warned once. So Man Tanakama, so now we understand Rabbi Yehuda very well. Since there's only one Hasruo, it's like one Mice, you only get one time Malkus. So the question is, though, who's the Tanakama that it says you get twice, 80? He learned if you want to tell Mr. Rabbonin, the polyglot, the sumpus dog is a sumpus now Mishnah. That can't be. Or Mahos Samadach in our Mishnah. The Gufa Machlokim. Over here it's the mother, Poro, and then the granddaughter, Poro, and then you shecht and the kid in between. So, her since it's again two different Gufim, still Patri Rabbonin say Yoni Chayv one time Malkus. Hoch over here, Lakoshchein. Over here it's one Guf, it's one Aver, it's one Gid HaNoshi eating twice. Isn't it for sure you only get one time Malkus? How could you get 80? Two times. El Alav isn't the Pshat of Yer Sumchus, the Volkan of Sumchusi. So you see Sumchus souls, not only the Gufu Machlokim, but all over. When you do eat two Kzaisim of Gid HaNosha, the Hasrachat, you chayiv twice. You see that Sumchus Shita all over, that for two Achilles, two Kzaisim, you get two separate punishments, even though it's Behela Mechor or Behasrachas. You see, a simple solves the sheet all over, not only by our Mishnah, Gufa Mechlokim. Smur says, no, again, you have no proof. The Yoylam Atay here is talking about the Zechazer, that you ate these two Gid HaNoshes one after another with two separate Hasros. So the question was then, my time to Reb Yehuda, what's the reason of Reb Yehuda? Why did he say you only get one Malkus? Like if you had two separate Hasros, the Churash Pshita should be two separate Malkus in. So my time to Reb Yehuda, Samura says, in the case of talking about the less pay kizayis, that there's no kizayis in either one of the Gid HaNoshes over here. And together, yeh the kizayis. And so that's the machlekes. The view holds that a Gid HaNoshes is not called a barrier. Therefore, Yoni Chayiv yeh the kizayis. One did eat the kizayis, you have to eat both of them. So that's why Yoni Chayiv won. And the Pshat from Tanna Kamma is then, he holds no, Akira Nosh is called a bear, he's called like a own creature by itself, and therefore Yechayiv Malkus, even though it's not a Kazayis. So each one separately, Yechayiv Malkus for. The Tanya we learned, Ochloi Vein Bakizayis, let's say eat the whole Gira Nosh and there's no Kazayis worth in there, Chayiv, the Tanna Kamma also Yechayiv is called a bear, yeah. For a bear, Yechayiv, it's Choshev, Rashi says, even without a Kazayis. However, Reb Yehuda Imino Achiva Kazayis. Reb Yehuda doesn't know Gira Nosh is not called the Beriyom, and therefore you're not chayv until you eat the Kazayis of the Gira Nosh. See, we're talking about that after both Achilles, you ate one Kazayis. That's why, according to Reb Yehuda, you only get one time a Malchus. Now the Mishnah says, Biabo Prokim Bashono. There are four times in a year that Hamoicha Beimelachaver, if you sell an animal to your friend, Tzorachli Adia, you have to warn and tell the person that's buying it, and tell him like this, Imo Mocharti Lishkert, that I already sold the mother today, and the Mestama, the person, shechted the mother. Or else, and therefore, if you're buying the daughter now, you have to be careful not to shechta today. Or else, you have to say, Biti Mocharti Lishkert. Or else, you have to tell someone that I already sold the daughter today, and therefore, if you want to buy the mother today, you have to know you can't shechta today. Usually you don't have to be afraid they're going to shecht it the same day they buy it, so you don't have to tell them. But these four times of the year you have to be afraid, yes, they're going to shecht it as soon as they get it. And therefore if you sold the mother or the kid today, you have to tell the person that's buying the second one in order to tell them not to shecht it today. These are the four times. Erev Yom Tov Achron Shechag, Erev of Shemini Atzeres by the end of Sukkis. Because then everybody buys meat to covered Yom Tif, and you know for sure they're going to shecht the covered Yom Tif. Erev Yom Tif Rishon Shepesach, Erev Yom Bapesach, everybody buys meat, teat for Yom Tif. Erev Atzeres, Erev Shruis, Erev Rosh Hashanah. And Erev Rosh Hashanah also everybody buys meat, teat. So when your people buy these days, you know for sure they're going to shecht it that day. Rashi says, Hoyimar ben Besimcha, Shumi Atzeres, because it's a regular Bifna Yatzmoy. And these times also, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, even the Erev Yom Kippur also, people buy meat then to makam the mitzvah of Achilas Erev Yom Kippur in the Golol. Like we know, we darshan, whoever eats an Erev Yom Kippur is like he fasted on Yom Kippur itself. Om Rabbi Yudi says it depends. That Bizman Shein, Amos said, when do we say this? Bizman Shein Le Revach. Avuyesh Le Revach. It means when do we have to warn you, tell the person there's no time in between. In other words, you sold the mother today and now you're selling the kid also the same day, you have to tell him. Avlam Yeshla Revach means if you sold the mother yesterday and you're selling the kid today, then you don't have to tell him, because most probably they shechted yesterday the mother and today you'll have to shecht the kid. It's Ein Tzorach L'Diyoy. But still the Mishnah says, the Moedir Abiyudi agrees though that the Moichir Esaim L'Chosim V'Yesabas L'Kalam. If you shecht the mother for the chosin, and then you shecht the daughter even a day or two later to the kalom, then you have to warn them. Why? Because if you do a sheshneim shechtem b'yemechad, you know they're both going to shecht the day of the chasna. In this case, you'd have to warn them and tell them, if they already sold the mother to the chosin, whatever it is, and tell the kalom now not to shecht the same day. And the Mishnah says, b'yambo prokim elu, in these four times that we just mentioned, Mashchitin es hatabach b'korchoy, like we force the butcher, like to sell the meat by force. Afilu shor shav elav dinner, even though the ox is worth $1,000, v'yein lekeach el dinner, the lekeach, the buyer only owns $1 worth of meat, that's all he wants. Still koyfenais to lishchet. Still we force the meicher, we force the tabach to shecht. Since now it's a zman that people need meat, we force them to shecht, even though for $1 worth of meat. The figure there for a mace lekeach. The animal dies, like lekeach loses out, he has to pay. Therefore, he's mechuyav to pay his dinner to the tabach, because it's already like a chrayis on upon him. Aval b'shayim Yom Hashanah, the rest of the year, ain't okay. No, you know, we don't force the tabach to shecht unless he wants to. The figure there for a mace lemeicher. The animal dies, so then it dies to the meicher. Still, the meicher's reshus. He had a right not to shecht and not to sell it. So kol zman lekeach, they're not paying money for it yet. It's not called, the sale didn't take place. Therefore, you have a right to retract, and therefore, if it dies, it dies for the meicher. But the Tanakh learned like this: Imloi hoydiyoi, if he didn't warn you, hoylech v'sheichav ein nimna. Shnei, if you buy meat, you buy animals at this time of the year, and the seller did not warn you, So then the pshat is like he did not sell the mother or the kid today. So then you're allowed to shecht without asking any questions. So Mar says, you have to say, they gave the mother, the cow, to the chosin, then the daughter to the kalom. Is mil saga bruch gemashman agav is teaching us something that urchai lemitrech bechasna tvei bechalosam, that the chosin usually pays and makes the suda more than the kalom does, not like we do today. But the most times at least, it was a mizach, that's what it said, that they sold the aim to the chosin, the big cow that went to the chosin. He has the chiv to make a bigger portion of the suda than the kalom. That's one. The more bruch is called, the name called nene misudas chosin, is if it's a meyach, it's a tremendous brachas, and if not, a tremendous klolus. It's called the sudas chosin, because he's the one that pays for it. And it says, b'yabar prokem elu. So we ask the question, I have all the moshach. Let's see, why can't it be choyza like, the lakech was not moshach, he didn't make a kinyin on the pori yet. So why do we say, if it dies, lakech loses out? Amravun, amrav, kishem moshach, and eklam, he say, with the lakech already made a kinyin. The yachi, you saw, what's trying to say for the name of safe, what's the safe to say? The rest of the year, it's not that way. The figure therefore it says, in mace the moicher. The animal dies, so the moicher loses out. So that means Lakech does not have to pay for it. The question is why? Well, Moshech, if Lakech made a Mashiach, made a kinyan already, it belongs to him. So if it dies, he should lose out. He should still have to pay for it. The Olam really, I tell you, Shalei Moshech. You did not pull it. You did not make a kinyan Mashiach. So even in the Reisha Ross, Lakech did not. He was not kind, did not move, drag the animal, did not make a kinyan mashicha. If so, the question is then, where was his eicha? Why, if it died, does he still have to pay for it? We're talking about now that the tabach was nezaka, the piece of meat, to the lakeach, ayda yachar. He gave it to somebody else to be zeichrit for you. So it's like a schus for you. So zachum yotam shle nefonuf. So it's like this. In these four times of the year, the schus is a schus for the person. But the shayim is a shana, but the rest of the year, the chafuloi is a chay for you. You don't badafka need the meat right now. So that you'd rather wait until you get the meat and then you pay for it. There's no din chav, you can't be mezakrit for him without his permission, therefore it's not chal. Reb Lezer of Lezer says like this, or Lezer of Rabbi Yechanan, Viyaba prokem elu hemid rachom devreima din teira. That the Chum made a special din that these four times of the year that you need the meat so badly, here the left the kinyan go the way it is midiraisa. What does that mean to say? The Yom Rabbi Yechanan says that Dvar Torah means midiraisa moyus koinus. Midiraisa, when you pay money for something, that's the kinyan. Or Matam Omru Mashicha Koin, Alkan the Rabbanan said that no, paying money is not enough to get metal to the movable things, but you have to make a kinyan Mashicha, you have to take it into your Rishus or drag it towards yourself. It's a gzeirah, the Rabbanim made a special gzeirah, Shem Yermel Anisav Uchitecha Be'aliyah. We're afraid that if we're going to pay money for it, and then it may burn down, and the Moichel won't care to save it. He feels this in the Lakech bought it already. He doesn't care to save it. And we don't want that to happen. So in order to make sure the Moichel will take care of it, we made up that even though Lakech paid for it already, he doesn't own it yet. Still in the Moichel's Rishus, and if it burns down now, the Moichel will lose out. So this way the Moichel will take care of it until the Lakech makes a Mashicha. So that's the way it is usually with the Rabbanan. But on these four times of the year, since the Lakech really needs the meat, the Rabbanan left it on a dindi raisa to say the Moichel can't retract anymore. But as soon as Lakech pays for it, that's it, it's a Bishus Lakech, and therefore the Moichel can't retract. Ve'enachnami, the Sada dies, then Lakech will lose out. But these four times of the year, it's worth it for Lakech, in order that he should be Zeicher in his meat. Now the Mishnah says, Yom Echad Ha'im B'Yosef Esbenoi. That's what the Torah says. You can't shecht Yosef Esbenoi the same day. What's called the same day? Ha'yom Herlech Achar Laila. The day goes after the night. In other words, it starts at night until Mamish the next night. In other words, the night and the day is called one time. And Azu Dorash Rav Shimon Ben Zayma. That Nema B'Maisa B'Reishis says by Maisa B'Reishis by creation. The world it says Yom Echad. V'Nema B'Yosef Esbenoi Yom Echad. It says here also Yom Echad. So we learn out. Ma yoim echad amav b'mayis abreish. Just like what it says, yoim echad b'mayis abreish. What does it mean to say? Ha yoim halach achar alaylom. That the day goes after the night. So I tell you, af yoim echad amav yosef yes benoi is also ha yoim halach achar alaylom. The same thing, that the day goes after the night. So that's all. That's his limud to say yosef yes benoi. If he shecht the mother at night, You cannot shech the kid the next day. The next day goes after the night. Tanur Rabbanim, learn like this. Tanur Rabbanim. Ezu Dorosh Hashim Ben Zayim, Ezu Hashim Ben Zayim, Omega Drosha. That Lefi Shekol Le'inyin Kuloi Einem Adab Re'ele B'Kotshim. Pasha this Pasha, Vesis Benoi, it's the middle of the Pasha of Kotshim. Over Kotshim, usually by Korban we know, the Klal is that Lai Lohar Lachach Rayim, the night goes after the daytime, the opposite way. The night goes after the day. Korban Yeshechted B'day, it could either be the daytime or the night afterwards, but not the next day. Is maybe Avzeh Oysez Noi also Kain, that the night should go after the last day and not after the next day. That's the limud. No, Nehemiah kind of says here, Yomechad Be'osav Yisbenoi, Nehemiah B'maisa Precious Yomechad. So the Yik is Ma Yomechad B'maisa Precious. Ha Yom Holachach Ralaylom. Just B'maisa Precious, we know over there that the day goes after the night. Is Af Yomechad B'maisa Yisbenoi. The same thing. The Torah says the word Osav Yisbenoi here. When the Torah says the word Yoimechav Yosef Yespenoi, the klal is that Hayoim, the day, is Halachachalala, goes after the night. So again, if you shechted the mother at night time, you can't shech the kid the whole next day. But if you first shechted the kid by daytime, you'll have to shech the mother at night time. Rabbi says, Yoim Echad means Yoim Ham Yuchid Toyin Kruz. There's one special day we have to be machruz, we have to announce, make announcements. That Mikanam from here was said that Biyaba Prakam Hashanah, these four times of the year, you have to warn the person that's buying the animal whether you sold the mother this week or not, to make sure she know not to be over the Yisra of Yisra Yisbenoi. That's why Rebbe dashes again that Yoimechud means Yom Ham Yuchud. Rashi says means Yom Ham Yuchud, the special days, Yesh Pashon of the year, which really means these four times of the year. You have to be mazi, you have to warn the people that are buying it to tell them carefully to know that if in case you sold the mother today, you have to tell the person, the second one that's buying the kid today, you can't shech the kid today. That's Pshat from Yoimecha that it says, by Oysoi V.S. Benoi. The pastor shall tell you have to be machos, you have to make announcement, these special nyon, you have to be machos. Yeah. Alright, now we'll start the next parak of Kisui Hadam. Yes, Mishnah says a Kisui Hadam, that's we know if you shecht a bird or a chaya, so locher is noig boretz or b'chutzlaretz, that you have to cover up the blood. It's noig whether you do it in Eretz Yisrael, whether you do it in chutzlaretz. B'fnei habayis, v'shloi b'fnei habayis, whether you have the base of Migdish, whether you don't have the base of Migdish. B'chulin, zonu negeya by b'heim of chulin, avuleh b'mekdoshim. That's the chidish, not negeya to mekdoshim. So by a chayy, it doesn't make enough kmini. You can never make a chayy into a korban. That means by oifos. That we hold that turm and bnei yoni can make into a korban. So you have an oilas oif or a chates oif, and when you make the malika, so there's no mitzvah kisi adam. It does not apply to mukdoshim. Like Rashi says, chates oif or oilas oif. And we'll see in the Gemara why. You never knowyig bechayy of oif. Now the Mishnah says clearly that this mitzvah kisi adam is negay whether it's a chayy or whether it's an oif, but not by a behemah. Regular shchitas behemah, you do not have to cover up the dam. Only either a chai like a deer, or else an oif. Now, b'mezumin, or b'sheinu mezumin, whether you own it, it's in your property, or whether it's not the wild one, it doesn't make a nafkamina. So Rashi says, mezumin means, yemishum the gabi, why I have to say it for, because the next parak by Shluach HaKan, not next, later on, Shluach HaKan, Itzrach Lemisnei Lekamon, V'shein Mezumin Lebe Mezumin. The mitzvah Shluach HaKan that only applies to a bird that you do not own. But the one that's Mezumin that you own in your property, there's no mitzvah Shluach HaKan. So teach us here that Kis Yadam doesn't make enough kamina. Whether the bird is Nizgadl in your house, whether the bird is a wild bird, still it is a mitzvah Kis Yadam. And the Mishnah says, V'noi B'kvi, it applies to a kvi, which we have before as a sofik behemah sofik chaya. You have three or machlok is exactly what a kfi is, but our koponim applies here also. Nifnei shu sofik, because it's a sofik, maybe it's a chaya, and therefore because it's a sofik, you have to cover up its blood. But still, v'yein shecht on oisa b'yomtif, a kvi you should not shecht on yomtif, because on yomtif you cannot make a kisi adam unless you have to. So since it's only a suffix, like Rashi says, Mishum Dilma Boy Kisui, because maybe it's a chai you need Kisui, but you can't do it on Yom Tov. But on Yontif, we don't let you make a kisa if you made a shchiter on it. Because it's a suffix if it needs it or not. So maybe it's not a mitzvah. So if it's not deicha Yontif. But the Mishnah says, v'im shochetu, let's say you did shecht a kvi on Yontif. Halachur is ein mechas nezdamoy. And now let it go be mechalol to make a kisa yadam. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the shalom, what the chilul is. Whether it's a shalom of touching muksa, of covering it up, or making a hole, using the dirt. But you have to take dirt and cover up the blood. So on Yom Tov Mash Mitzoni, Mutte Vitzavade Mitzvah, Yishech Techai on Yom Tov, you let him make a Kis Yodam. But this Kvi, since it's a Sofik, so in a Sofik we tell you better don't Shecht, and if you did Shecht on Yom Tov, we tell you not to cover it up. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly why. Now the Gemara says, Mokdosh Shematay Meloi, what does the Mishnah say, a Korbin by his Oile Soif, or Chate Soif, there's no Mitzvah Kis Yodam. You let me, if you want to tell me, Mishum, the Rebbe Zeh, because Rebbe Zeh is Halacha. The Yom Rebbe Zeh says, Hashoichet, when you shecht a chayah or a bird, to be mekayim this mitzvah kisi adam, you should know tzorech sheyitein ofal lamato v'ofal lamala. It has to be covered up both on the bottom, as before you shecht, like the blood has to go down onto ofer, onto dirt, and then on top of it you have to cover it over a second time. Shneimer the pasuk says v'shofach es domoi v'chisohu b'ofer. You should cover it up with the ofer. So diik is offer l'nem. It doesn't just say offer l'nem. It doesn't just say covered up with dirt. Ela b'offer in dirt. Malamne comes to teach us shashoichet sorach sheitin offer l'mata v'yofer l'mala. That you have to have dirt there prepared first. Although both sets of machlokes has to be prepared or not, but you have to have dirt on the bottom, and then you have to have dirt on top. And therefore, by a korban here, by oil asayif, you can't do that. For hochol yefsher here, you can't do this. Why not? In the Batashal about putting the offer down, the first one, you have to prepare it or not, that Tois talks about it. Tois says, must be have to speak it out when you put the offer down first. You have to prepare it, it's not just enough that you have offer there already. Tois learns, no, it's not just there's offer there, and the Iker is later to cover it up again. Because if you have no offer on the bottom, you have to make sure to put offer there. Okay, now the Gemara says, by Mekdoshim, you can't have it. The question is, why not? Why not? Hechilev, what should we do? Leis, the Malika here, like after the Malika Saif, you have to, the Dam, spritz it onto the Mizbeach. You have to put it onto the Mizbeach. That's where the blood has to go. So if so, how could you have offer there first? So Gemara says, Hechilev, Leis, the first one to put some dirt on the Mizbeach. And then you put the dam on top of that dirt, and you be mevatel, the dirt should stay on the mizbeach. So says that you can't do. K'moisav abinyan, you're adding on to the binyan of the mizbeach. Well, the pasuk says hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem ala hiskel, means to say that the exact measurements were given down to David, the David gave down to Shlomoy, and we can't change it. We can't add on onto the mizbeach. So the exact shear, how big it has to be, so you can add on more dirt onto the mizbeach and make the mizbeach wider. So Moses says, okay, learn levatleis. So don't be mevatel the dirt there. Just put the dirt on the mizbeach first, then make the malika and make the dam go on top of that dirt, and then cover it up a second time. So Moses says, no, kehevi chatzitza. There'll be a chatzitza. By the mitzvah of zrika sadam is that the dam, Rashi says, posses v'nimtza shlenimtza doma b'kira mizbeach. The dam has to touch the sides of the mizbeach itself. And here they have some dirt outside. It's not called touching the sides of the mizbeach. So it's no good. You can't put it there. Not be mevatel. It's called a chatzitza. Smor says, okay, nehid lamat liefshar. True, you can't have dirt on the bottom of the dam. But lamal liefshar. But I call upon him, let the dam first go on the mizbeach, and then you cover it up on top of it. Lamal liefshar, levet kisui. Let's at least do the kisui of the top of the dam. Mila Tanya, didn't we learn that Reb Yonasan ben Yosef Omer, Shochet Chai, let's say somebody shecht the Chaya, V'yechakach Shochet Behema, and then you shecht the Behem, Mashma, the Behema's dam goes on top of the Chaya's dam, support the Malachasis. You support it from covering it, because on top of it you already have dam Behema, so you can't cover up the dam Chaya, so you don't have to cover it up with dirt. What's going to be Behema? First you shecht the Behema first, that dam went on the floor first. Then on top of that dam, you put dam chaya. So chayav lechasis. You still have a chiyav to cover it up. Even though underneath it you can cover it up, because underneath it is dam behema, but still you chayav lechasis on top of it. Like Rashi says, even though there's no dirt on bottom of it. And still, there's the mitzvah to put on top. So you see, even though you do not do the dam on bottom, the offer on bottom, there's still a mitzvah to do it on top. So even by kochim, even though you can't put the offer on the bottom, there should be a mitzvah to put it on top though. Smora says, no, I'll tell you the answer here is Kid Reb Zero. The Yom Reb Zero says, Kol haroyu lebila mbila makeves boy, a kli that's fit to mix up the mincha, if you have the shemen and the flour in this kli, if it's fit to mix it up in there, then the klal is, even though you don't mix it up, still it's kosher. But the chol sheinu roi lebila, that's always gemara. If you have 60 esroinim in one kli, and you put a shemen there, that it's not, it's too, there's too much isar and too much flour there to mix it up in this kli, then bila makeves boy, since you can't mix it up, then since you can't, it's possible. Even though if you have it in a smaller, in a bigger kli, that you could, even though you don't, it still is kosher, but it has to be able to be done. See, also, by zrikas, by kochim, it's never able to make a kisi underneath it. So therefore, it's makiv, you can't have the mitzvah. Mashenkim a regular chayo, you could have the yofer underneath it. Just now that you have dam underneath it, so you don't have it. But since it could be done, therefore we say it's not makiv. But by kochim, where it's makiv, here it should, here it's possible. That's why you can't have it. Yeah. I mean, here it was possible. Now, you shechted the behema first. So what you could have done is, right there on top of that, put a layer of dirt, and then shech the dam chaya on top of it. So it's possible to make a kisei underneath the dam chaya. So even though you didn't do it, still it's kosher. But here by kosher that you can't do it, here it's makkah, that's why it's possible. So Mara says still, okay, v'ligurei v'lechsayo, still, why don't they say, after you make this rikas adam on the mizbeach, now you should have to scrape off the dam off the mizbeach, and then put it someplace else, and now throw the dam on top and cover it up. Why isn't it still part of the mitzvah kisei dam? Mila tanan, didn't we learn, dam hanitas, the dam that spritzes off b'shas rika, the dam that spritzes goes far away, or else v'shal ha-sakin, you have the shechet's knife. After he shechs, so he shech the chayo, the dam on the knife, chayiv l'chasayis, there's a mitzvah kisei dam, that dam also. See what's mashma, there's a mitzvah kisei dam, and all the dam of the behemoth, and all the dam that comes out, even the dam on the sakin also you have to cover up. Alma, what do we see? The gorer, you have to scrape off the dam off the sakin, or mechasle, and put the dam into offer, and then cover it on top. Here also, dam kochim, oif a kochim, nigro, true. First put the dam on the mizbeach. Then let's say she have to scrape off the dam off the mizbeach, v'nechasalei, and then put the dam into offer and cover it up on top with offer. So, why not? Smur says, really, you're right. I be kochim mizbeach ochinami. If the Mishnah is talking about kochim mizbeach, could be you're right. As kochim Rashi says, could go in chatis oif, and ochinami, ochinami Rashi says, the chayav lechasis. It could be taka by a chatis oif, that when you make a mlika and a chatis oif is called the mlika, it's like a shchita ruya, because the kohanim could eat from it. Say, achleim, it'll be a chiv a chasis. Rajal hoyel, a shchita ruya hain, shenecholos lakanim. Well, Mas Nisnet says there's no mitzkisu b'yoifer shekdish in the bedek habayis. V'shochtom d'yasurum b'ano, v'mishum n'shchita shen ruya, potol lo mekisu. That's what Gemara says. I b'kotsh mizbech, the Mishnah is talking about kotsh mizbech, means a chatis oif, Hachinam, you'd be right. But Hachinam, you know what we're talking about over here? The kotchi bedekabayis. I'll tell you what we're talking about over here. Kotchi bedekabayis. Means you had an oif that was hooktish for the bedekabayis, and then it has an isranor on it. And stam, somebody took it and made a shchita on it. So that's called the shchita shenaruya. That's what Rashi learns. But the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that a shchita shenaruya, since you're not allowed to eat from it, it's also bano, that's loishme shchita. And therefore, you put it from kisyadam. Yeah.